Macmillan Audio presents The Carousel by Rosamund Pilcher. Read for you by Helen Johns. Chapter 1. My mother stood in the middle of her pretty sitting room, filled with September sunshine, and said,
"Prue, you must be going out of your mind."
She looked as though she were about to burst into tears of disappointment. But I knew that she would not, because tears would destroy her faultless maquillage, would make her face swell, turn down her mouth, and accentuate unbecoming lines. However exasperated, she would never cry. Her appearance mattered to her almost more than anything else, and now she stood across the hearth rug from me, immaculately turned out in a raspberry pink woolen suit and a white silk shirt, with her gold earrings and her charm bracelet, and pretty silvery hair crisp and curly. She struggled, however, to contain a conflict of destructive emotions. Anger, motherly concern, but mostly disappointment. I felt very sorry for her. I said, "Oh, come on, Ma, it's not the end of the world." Even as I said it, it sounded pretty feeble, which it probably was.
"For the first time in your life, you seem to have got involved with a really suitable man."
Darling, suitable's a terribly old-fashioned word.
"He's charming. He's steady. He's got a good job. And he comes from the right sort of family. You're 23 and it's time you settled down, got married and had children and a home of your own."
"Ma, he hasn't even asked me to marry him."